Happy Hanukkah! Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. What a fun and blessed time of the year. We get to eat lots of delicious foods, including desserts like baklava, light the candles, and remember Yahweh's miracles, both the miracle of the oil as well as what the Lord has done for each one of us during this past year. And we speak blessings over each other and have time with family and friends playing games. So much fun. As we gather during this season of Hanukkah, Festival of Lights, we're reminded of a profound truth that bridges the miraculous story of the Maccabees with our walk with Yeshua today. John tells us in the first chapter, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." And Yeshua declared in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The story of Hanukkah tells us of the Maccabees' victory in the miracle of one day's worth of oil burning for 8 days in the restored temple. This physical miracle points to a greater spiritual truth. Yeshua, our eternal light, who never runs dry, and whose presence in our lives is perpetual and sustaining. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price." Just as the Maccabees rededicated the physical temple, we too must dedicate our lives, our living temples, to Yeshua. When we accept Yeshua as Messiah and are born again, we become vessels of his light. This isn't just symbolic. It's a transformative reality. As he tells us in Matthew 5:14-16, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." You remember the little song that we used to sing growing up in Sunday school? "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Yeah, this is what it's talking about. It's taken from this verse right here. Let's let our light shine. Let the light of the world, Yeshua, shine through us. So let me share some practical ways we can shine Yeshua's light in our daily spheres of influence. First, we can shine the light in our families. Begin each day with prayer and scripture. Invite his light into your home to fill it, to fill you that day. Our daily bread, that's what that prayer is talking about. Daily filling us up. Practice forgiveness and grace, showing the character of Yeshua. Share meals together and use these times for spiritual discussions. Let this declaration found in Joshua 24:15 be yours as well. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Amen. We could shine the light in our workplaces by maintaining integrity in all our dealings. Show kindness to difficult colleagues. Offer to pray for coworkers in times of need. Let your work ethic reflect your faith. Colossians 3:23 tells us, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord." So when you go to work each day to do your job, think that I am doing this as if I was working for the Lord, because you are. You belong to the Lord, and that job is something that the Lord has given you. And so you want to bring honor and glory to his name in that workplace by showing his character to your coworkers, being a good example of who our Messiah is, that they may be drawn unto you so that you can draw them to him. It would open up doors of opportunity to witness with those who don't know him. And maybe the Lord will even lead you to start a workplace prayer or Bible study on your lunch break. Just make sure that you show respect to your employer and not use his time for these activities. God does not steal. And if you are spending your hours that you're being paid for by your employer, witnessing and Bible study and praying and doing things, that's really not honoring God. Your employer is paying you to do the job he hired you to do. So you need to do the job that you've been hired to do and do it well and do it with integrity and do it with a good attitude and respect and honor to your coworkers and to your employer. This will speak much louder than you trying to witness to your coworkers while they're trying to do their job too. Amen. So we can shine our light in our communities. We can volunteer at local charities. Show practical love through acts of service, either in your local church or out in the community, to your neighbors, serving them, helping them, or charities that help the poor and needy. I will lead you to a way that you can serve in your community and show practical love through these acts of service. Be ready to share your testimony with gentleness and respect. The Bible is a sword, but it's a sword of the Spirit to cut out strongholds and destroy the works of the enemy, not rip and shred people, your brothers and sisters or your neighbors. We don't use the Bible, use scripture to hurt people. We want to share gentleness and respect. Whatever their need is, use the verses in the Bible to guide your actions and how you relate to them. Amen. Support your neighbors during challenging times. If they're sick, maybe you can make some soup for them or go to the store and run errands for them. Love your neighbor as yourself, as we're instructed in Mark 12:31. And that means you got to love yourself too. So please love yourself. Take care of yourself. Make sure you're healthy and strong and eating well and exercising and taking care of your body so you're healthy and strong and able to help your neighbors. Love yourself so you can love them through acts of service. If you're sick, it's hard to help someone else who is sick. Amen. If you're struggling financially, it's really hard to help someone else who's struggling financially. So be wise in your finances and trust in the Lord. And he promises that he will bless the work of your hands. So make sure you're not engaged in laziness or slothfulness. We ought to love ourselves so we can love others. Amen? In our digital spaces, we could show love and shine the light by sharing encouraging content. Many of us are on Facebook or the other social media outlets. Make sure that what you share on these social media platforms is encouraging and engage in respectful dialogue. Don't get into arguments with people who believe differently than you. That serves no purpose. It's not going to help anybody. You're not going to change anybody's mind, typically. You know, They're there. They believe what they want to believe. You're there. You believe what you want to believe. You can share what you believe and show proof, but don't engage in arguments. Don't insult people either. And be careful about the pictures and videos that you share, that they are honoring to God. If you're on there claiming to be a Christian and you share inappropriate content, you just destroyed your credibility and you dishonored the Lord. So use social media to spread hope and truth. You can post a scripture every day. I know a lot of people do that, whatever scripture God is speaking to you on, and maybe a little bit of commentary about how that verse is blessing you that day. What is it speaking to you? Something that will be encouraging and uplifting and help people to say, oh yeah, that's a good verse, and that's how it can apply to me as well. Share good stories. I think that sharing good video stories about animal rescue and people getting saved, these are good things too you can share on social media. And if you want to share the victories you have in your life, maybe like that, like maybe you won an award, let people rejoice with you in that. If you need to ask for prayer, ask for prayer. And if you had a death in the family or something, and you need to share about that so your family and friends know that this happened, things like that are okay too. But let's try to spread hope and truth and be a peacemaker in our online discussions. Let's not argue and fuss. And I know so many people who are posting negative stuff out there. And if that's coming across my feed all day and I have to look at that, it can bring me down. So I try to avoid looking at too much of that stuff. I just scroll past it really fast. But we want to be ones who share good stuff. And if you do have to share the truth about a doctrine or a belief system that God is leading your heart to share, make sure you're sharing it in a respectful way, not insulting or tearing down or discouraging others, but share it in love. Share it in such a way that will encourage people to seek Yeshua and the truth in the Word, in the Bible, and look it up for themselves and be a Berean. I always tell you, be a Berean. Make sure the Bible says what you say it says. And people listen to you and they learn the truth, awesome. But if they don't want to take that in and believe that truth, that's okay. Let it be. We don't need to argue with them about it. We don't need to insult them over it. We don't need to say, you're going to hell if you don't believe this, or you're going to miss the rapture if you don't believe it's the end time and that the Antichrist is going to rise next year. I don't, this different stuff that people put out there. The thing is, each one of us need to obey the Lord in what he's telling us to do. Work on our relationship with the Lord Yeshua. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. And if we're seeking the Lord every day, and trying to walk in holiness and righteousness and bring honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Yeshua, then we will be ready when the rapture happens. Whenever the Lord comes back, we will be ready. The thing is, we have to be listening to his voice every minute of every day. Have your ear tuned in to the voice of the Lord. And when he tells you to do something, yes, sir, happy to. Obey. Do whatever the Lord tells you to do, and he will take care of you, he will protect you, and he will see to it that you are ready when he comes. Amen. Just as the Maccabees rededicated the temple, we must regularly rededicate ourselves to being vessels of Yeshua's light. This involves daily surrendering our will to His. Not my will, but thine be done, is what Yeshua prayed, and we also should be praying this prayer. Do regular self-examination and repentance. If we judge ourselves, we won't be judged, the Bible says. Consistent study of Scripture. If you know what the Bible says, it's harder to get deceived. So we need to constantly, every day, consistently study the Bible. Know what the Bible says. But people don't tell us that the Bible says thus and thus, or God said thus and thus, and we fall for deception. This is the age of deception. There's so much deception in the world. People believing lies, doctrines of devils, rampant in the church. We have to know what the Bible says. We have to know what God's character is and how faithful He is and what His word says regarding to what is godly and what is not godly. We have to know, and then we have to be intentional in prayer and worship so that we can build that relationship with our Lord Yeshua personally. Pray and worship every day. Do it as a family. Heads of household, lead your family in prayer and worship and Bible study. And build that foundation so that you and your house can serve the Lord. Amen. Actively participate in community service. When you are full of God, you want to go out there and help. Help your community. Destroy the works of the devil in your neighborhood. Yeah. Be bold. Be courageous. Witness to your neighbors if you have the opportunity. Cast the devils out of them. Baptize them. Amen. Disciple them. Remember, the oil in the temple didn't burn out because God sustained it. Similarly, when we feel our light dimming, we must return to the source. Yeshua promises in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And He will give to those who seek the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the oil of the Lord. We need to be full of the Spirit. We need to be full of the oil. Amen. And God will sustain us. He says He will be with us even to the end of the age. Trust in Him, dear ones. As we celebrate Hanukkah, let's remember that we carry something far more precious than the oil that burned in the temple. We carry the very light of Yeshua within us. Each of us is called to be a living, breathing temple, dedicated to His service and shining His light in our world. Let this festival of lights remind us that we are called to be more than spectators. We are participants in God's ongoing miracle of bringing light to the darkness. As you light each candle on your menorah this season, recommit yourself to being a vessel of His light, allowing His truth, love, and grace to shine through you into every corner of your influence. In 2 Corinthians 4:6, we read, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Messiah." May your dedication to being a living temple of Yeshua bring light to many this Hanukkah season and beyond. Until next time, dear ones, may there be shalom in your home.